Federation.
And welcome on into another edition of Off to the Races. I am your host, Mike Bozich. Certainly appreciate you joining us on this lovely Saturday morning. And of course, you're listening on by 96.7 WDLR AM 1270. And a big high five for you for joining us here this morning and each and every morning. By the way, before we get to our billboard of sponsors, we do want to thank all of you listeners for joining us. Now, this has been about, going on 3 months now since I've joined the show here, and I've really received some great feedback from you guys, some positive feedback. But you know what? We also want to hear constructive criticism as well. We want to get your guys' feedback as to what you want to hear each and every week on this edition of Off to the Races, because you know what? This is your show. This is not my show. It is your show. This show belongs to you, the listeners, and we want to hear what you want to hear in return. So email me, m_bozich@yahoo.com. Again, that's m_bozich, B-O-Z-I-C-H, @yahoo.com. Or you can follow me on Twitter, X. You can like me on Facebook as well. Reach out to me on the social media platforms and let me know what you want to hear. Let me know what I'm doing wrong. Whatever. We love to hear from you either way. But we do want to thank these fine people, our sponsors, who make sure that we are here each and every week. And they include the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association, Breed in Ohio, Buy in Ohio, Race in Ohio, and Win in Ohio. We're also brought to you by the Ohio State University Veterinary Medical Center. They've got Caring Down to a Science, and Cashman's Horse Equipment Outlet and Drive-Through Feed Store. Visit them online at cashmans.com. Great show for you this morning. Informative show. We've got the COO of the United States Trotting Association, T.C. Lane, going to be joining us here this morning. We're going to talk about what is going on at Scioto this past week, and that was the Racing Officials Accreditation Program. What's that all about? We're going to find out. It's got a lot to do with the rules and the enforcing of the rules in our sport. So don't miss T.C. Lane coming up here in just a few minutes. Also, Susan Schroeder, the project coordinator at the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association. She's going to talk to us about a lot of things. The fair's going on, plus Briar Fest coming up, and so much more. You've got Off to the Races back in a flash.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse-safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio, on U.S. 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring. Down to a science.
Join the fast-paced, exciting world of harness racing. There are hundreds of immediate openings across Ohio for caretakers and grooms. Work with the greatest equine athletes in the country. Standardbred trainers need your help. Health insurance, vision care, prescription benefits, and a retirement plan are available for those that qualify. For more information on how you can be a part of the exciting world of harness racing, call 614-221-3650. That's 614-221-3650.
And we're back on Off to the Races. Mike Bozich here. You've got my 96.7 WDLR AM 1270. And right now we are joined by the Chief Operating Officer of the United States Trotting Association, T.C. Lane. T.C., welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me, Mike. It's always a pleasure.
Now, TC, I was talking a little bit about in the open of the show how we, you know, we always talk about the really good horses out there in the media. We talk about the drivers and the trainers and a lot of the big races, but very rarely do we dive into kind of the rules aspects, kind of the nuts and bolts of the operation. And right now, you're just in the process of completing day three as of this taping of the what they call the Racing Officials Accreditation Program. First of all, TC, tell us a little bit about that program and kind of how it all came about and what's going on with it.
Sure. Well, the Racing Officials Accreditation Program is it's actually an organization that oversees thoroughbred, harness, steeplechase, and quarter horse racing. But the intent of the program is to have a universal universal understanding of the rules and regulations, consistency and so forth, and just to make sure that the level of officiating is at a superior point, because as you indicated at the beginning of that, you know, the stars of the sport are our horses and our drivers and our trainers and so forth and our premiered breeders. You know, there's so much at stake, and from the United States Trotting Association standpoint, we take that responsibility very serious, because the eyes in the sky, the folks, the men and women in the stand, we have to make sure that there's a high level. And you know, from a USCA's perspective, we've carried that flag since the early to mid 60s, actually. So up until the late 90s is when we joined forces from a universal standpoint from an all breeds.
Now, this is a yearly program, correct?
That is correct. It's what we try to do. We move it around a little bit. But this school in particular is a little unique, because typically we're all under one umbrella. The school this year was originally scheduled to be in Oregon. But what my colleague and I, Michelle Kopiak, decided to do is that we would branch off just slightly. We are working in tandem with that program. So we are actually a satellite school being ran here at Scioto Downs. So the folks here at Caesars are graciously hosting us here. And we have 35 individuals that are taking part in this educational course.
Visiting with TC Lane. Now, TC, as of this taping, we're at day three of this program. Tug us through the first couple of days and kind of what was talked about and what the emphasis was on.
Sure. Well, in order to try to address all of the five segments of the examinations that are going to be provided at the end of this program, we have to space ourselves out to where you have to set aside time for general rules of racing at every step of the mile, so to speak. Regulations are at the forefront, and in this case it's basic rules of racing, and that's USTA, that's the ARCI model rule, that's making sure that the individuals have a very good grasp of what is to take place from a regulation standpoint. Because what we try to stress, and what we have stressed, Mike, is that the easiest part of being a racing official is that 2 minutes of the actual race. So what the individuals, the outside world, doesn't see is what it takes to do that. And that's kind of what we were doing the first couple days. We go into, just like, for example, this morning, actually tote in the wagering aspect. We've gone through different database sets. We've had kind of day in the life and trying to train judges about how to properly do administrative processes and so forth. You know, so it's a lot of, unfortunately, it's not all the exciting stuff, but it's such an important aspect of their daily responsibilities. So, and this task is one of repetition. So we can't stress that enough to the students about how protocol and practices are so important in order to be successful in that capacity.
visiting with TC Lane. Now, TC, I'm really glad you brought that up because there's a lot more than the actual 2 minutes of the harness race, you know, that falls under the judge's responsibilities. I mean, there's, you know, there's things that happen in between. I mean, you're kind of regulating that not only the participants out on the racetrack, but in a lot of times the wagering aspect of it. I mean, is there a funny wagering pattern? Is there something, you know, that could be amiss with this? And you know, so it's a lot. So, you know, it's a lot of work, you know, for the judges to, you know, kind of dissect all that information. And, you know, you've got, what, about 10, 12 minutes in between races to do so?
Well, that's right. And you know, it's one thing to identify a problem, and it's another to deal with the problem. And that's where it goes back into acknowledging or recognizing an anomaly. But like I said, you know, if you notice one, let's see what that investigation looks like. And then when we say, what does that investigation look like? Well, then if there is an actual violation or there is an incident which would cause a ruling to be issued, well, that's another couple thing, or it's another item, or a couple things that we've discussed the last couple days, is because the importance of the utilization and the exercise of due process through administrative law, and you know, there's just so many little aspects. So we've hit on that extremely heavy last couple days, and what we're looking for this afternoon is race review. We're gonna look at a lot of film, and we're gonna a lot of scenarios, and that's a commonplace at a lot of these type of programs, because video review and oral reasonings are additional examinations that they will have to execute and perform throughout at the conclusion of the course next Monday.
Visiting with TC Lane. Now, TC, a question that I get asked about a lot are universal rules, or perhaps lack thereof. I mean, you've got, you know, kind of like the blueprint of the rules as far as the USTA goes, and then you've got you know, the different states participating, and a lot of the states, you know, I mean, one set of whipping rules is different in one state as opposed to the other. How is that kind of addressed?
Well, at the end of the day, you know, for 35, 40 years, or as long as there have been different states racing, the industry has always called for more universal rules. But as we've done that, we've made great strides, admittedly, or I do believe in the last decade towards that uniformity. But what we stress in this school, Mike, is that acknowledging the fact that there may be irregularities or a difference within the regs, right? The language. But what we stress is that knowing what the particular rule is in your jurisdiction is first and foremost. You have to make sure that whatever rule that you're racing under is that you have to consistently apply that particular rule. At the end of the day, that's the most important. Secondly, is to make sure that when you apply that rule consistently, you continue to educate the public and the horsemen that this is what this rule is. Now, secondly, and what we're probably the most proud of, is that many of the rules that we have generically stated that there are no uniformity procedures in place, it's becoming less of a narrative. And it's become less factual because, in essence, many states now are looking at it from a harmonization standpoint. So that issue's probably been minimalized, fortunately. But from this program standpoint, and then we have every year we have a continuing education program, Mike, which is on the back end of this program as a whole. So the racing officials aren't done here. They're going to continue to be trained annually. And what we continue to do with those folks is to say, hey, here's the braking rule, here's the pylon rule, here are the whipping rules. And we try to make sure that those subjective, other discretionary type applications, we try to bring that towards a harmonization. And so there are similarities between the state lines. So I think we're getting there. I may be, you know, a little bit unrealistic, but, you know, I'm optimistic, you know, and I think that we're going to get there finally.
Thank you very much, TC Lane. When we come back, the project coordinator of the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association, Susan Schroeder, you've got off to the races.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring down to a science.
Join the fast-paced, exciting world of harness racing. There are hundreds of immediate openings across Ohio for caretakers and grooms. Work with the greatest equine athletes in the country. Standardbred trainers need your help. Health insurance, vision care, prescription benefits, and a retirement plan are available for those that qualify. For more information on how you can be a part of the exciting world of harness racing, call 614-221-3650. That's 614-221-3650.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
And welcome back to Off to the Races. You have got by 96.7 WDLR AM 1270. And right now we are joined by the project coordinator at the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association, the one and only Susan Schroeder. Susie, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right. Now, listen, you've got a couple of different things going on, and I know we want to talk about Briarfest, which is coming up here pretty soon within the next couple of weeks. But as of this taping, you are currently at Ottawa County Fairs. The fairs have certainly started to pick up steam here in 2025, which is always a welcome sight.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we get a little bit tired, all of us horsemen and everyone get a little tired by the end of the season, but the next fair you cannot wait to get to. When we went to Paulding, I walked into the Paulding Fairgrounds, and people were already seated in the grandstand about an hour and a half before, just waiting to see the races.
Yeah, and of course, obviously, there's a lot of fairs in Ohio. There are a lot of fairs nationwide, and that is truly the lifeblood, I believe, of the sport of harness racing. It's where harness racing came from, and I think it's a big part of the tradition of our sport.
Absolutely. I mean, it's the place where everybody gets their start. You know, if you want to be a driver, a trainer, the horses get their starts here. Our officials even get their starts here at the county fairs, so it's you got to have that to move on to the pari-mutuels.
Now, Susan, you are the project coordinator of the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association. Obviously, there's a lot going on. The state of Ohio is the place to be right now in terms of harness racing and, of course, how lucrative the sport has become there. Tell us a little bit about what you do and some of the things that that's coming up here as far as harness racing goes.
We do a tremendous amount of outreach. In the past few years, we have just done more and more. Our next big outreach event coming up is Briarfest, which is actually held at the Kentucky Horse Park. And it is a huge gathering of people who enjoy those little briar horses. I think it was three or four years ago, we were asked to come and set up a display because we have our harness racing VR experience where you sit on the race bike, put the goggles on, and it's just like you're in a race. We have the 360 video on those goggles, and no matter where you turn, there's a horse around you. And that's been really popular enough that they heard about it at the Kentucky Horse Park and invited us down for that. And it's a great way to get people who are interested in horses interested in harness racing.
Yeah, it certainly is. And of course, we're going to talk about that much more in a moment. But Susan, let's get into a little bit about your career and how you got started in the sport and kind of what led you to love racing.
When I was just a kid, we had a dairy farm, and our dairy barn burned down when I was probably 10. And it was something that my dad had always wanted to do, to get into harness racing. So we started out with one horse, and every year he bought a horse, and I just absolutely loved it. My mom kept hoping I would grow out of it, but I obviously never have. So I loved harness racing from the get-go. I tried showing horses for a while, but that just wasn't the same as harness racing. We had a public stable for many, many years. And then in 2008, I went up to Running Aces for the inaugural meet up there and raced that meet, and liked it a lot up there. And in 2012, they asked me, I applied for the job for their executive director and got that. So moved into that kind of side of it. Before, I had been a presiding judge at the fairs, clerk, charter, those sort of things, but really hadn't been on that side of it representing the horsemen. So that was really a good move. I really enjoyed it up there. Everybody was great. And then when I found out I was going to be a grandma, I decided to move down to Ohio to be closer to my first grandchild.
Wow, that's great. So you've really seen the sport of harness racing from so many different aspects, from kind of both as a horsewoman to the other side where you're enforcing rules and so forth. And now, of course, you're very active in the fair scene here in the state of Ohio. Tell us a little bit about what's going on at Ottawa today. I know this is going to air on Saturday. Of course, we're taping this interview on Wednesday. But maybe for those people that have never been to a fair, kind of what to expect.
Okay, well, this is the Putnam County Fair in Ottawa, Ohio, and it is, I have not had a chance to walk around. I'm going to have a chance to walk around a little bit and see some of the 4-H exhibits. I think we have a very loyal fan base that comes to all of our fairs. Last year, we instituted a program called the Passport. So when people come to the fairs, they come up to us at the broadcast booth and they show their passport. They get a little sticker on there that says they were at that fair. And then it's like a contest all year. The person that came to the most amount of fairs got a large TV and a tickets to the Jug Pavilion for this year. So everybody just loves that. We get more and more people. And the nice part about it is we get to meet these people who are coming to the fairs, talk to them a little bit about it, what they like about the fairs. And we have people that, I think last year, the winning person had come to 65 different fair racing programs, which is wow. Pretty amazing. And there was a lot of them in that 40 and above realm there. So people just love to come sit in these old wooden grandstands just like their parents did, their grandparents did, and enjoy the harness races.
Harness racing at its roots. It's certainly one of the best forms of advertisement. I still do believe it's just good old-fashioned fun. Now, before we let you go, let's touch a little bit more on Briarfest. I know you mentioned that and the VR, which I absolutely love. I think it's just a great, great thing for all us wannabe drivers that, you know, never going to get a chance to sit behind a horse to, you know, have, you know, certainly get a chance to experience what that feeling is like. But, you know, Briarfest has been in the Briar horses just amazing. I remember Foiled Against Briar came out some years back, and I know that was a real, real popular item. Tell us, anybody that may want to attend, I know it may be a little bit of a drive, but tell us where we could catch all the action at.
Yeah, I mean, as I said, it's at the Kentucky Horse Park, and it encompasses the whole area, all the show areas. We do also have a group of standardbreds from Ohio that go down and do demonstrations. So not only do you get to see, you know, the Briarfest horses, the little Briar horses, but you also get to see live horses there. A lot of different breeds come and demonstrate, and our standardbreds come down there and demonstrate the versatility, what they do after racing. So we're talking about racing with them in our display tent. And also then the horses are displaying what they can do after they're done.
All right. And of course, the reason you're at Ottawa today is because you're doing a broadcast. Anybody that might want to tune in, well, at this point, it'd be the archive of that broadcast or any future broadcasts. Where could we check those out at?
You can find them on our Facebook page, Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association, also on YouTube. So they are not only live when we're doing them there, but they are also archived in there. And we also have a website called harnessracingohio.com. And there is a place where all of our races are archived. You can go back a couple of years if you want to see a particular horse or a particular race. We also offer, also on that website is a very new and exciting section for us. We have finally gotten our Hall of Fame people and equine athletes up on that website. So harnessracingohio.com. Go there. You can watch it live. You can watch the archives, and you can see everybody that's in the Hall of Fame.
Thank you very much, Susan Schroeder, the project coordinator of the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association. Make sure you visit them online. Follow them on their social media platforms. Good stuff. You can watch live or archive all the exciting racing action from the fairs across the state of Ohio. Where did this half hour go is the question. I don't know. We heard some great stuff from T.C. Lane, the COO of the United States Trotting Association, about some pretty good topics, including the rules, kind of the nuts and bolts of the sport of harness racing, things you don't hear about all that often. Really concentrate a lot on the superstars of our sport, but there's a lot that happens to make these harness races click. And once again, TC Lane conducting the Racing Officials Accreditation Program, keeping our state stewards, our judges from across the harness racing world up to date on the current rules, current legislation, just lots going on, always in the sport of harness racing behind the scenes. We certainly appreciate TC Lane for giving us those insights. And we appreciate each and every one of you, our listeners, each and every Saturday morning at 9:30. You've made this show a rousing success. Let's see, we've been here now for a couple of months, and we certainly appreciate each and every one of you listening. If you've got any questions or comments, make sure you email me. It's m_bozich@yahoo.com. I'd love to hear your feedback. m_bozich@yahoo.com. Or you can follow me on Twitter, like me on Facebook, all that good stuff. Show's brought to you by the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association. Breed in Ohio, buy in Ohio, race in Ohio, win in Ohio. Also brought to you by the Ohio State University Veterinary Medical Center. They've got Caring Down to a Science and Cashman's Horse Equipment Outlet and Drive-Thru Feed Store. Visit them online at cashmans.com. We'll see you next Saturday at 9:30. So long, everybody.
It's known as the Great American Harness Race, the Little Brown Jug, and it's held right here in Delaware, Ohio. Why? Because Ohio is the heartland of harness racing. In Ohio, the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association keeps things running smoothly and is here to make sure that harness racing remains strong. Breed in Ohio, buy in Ohio, race in Ohio, and win in Ohio. Join us and keep Ohio as the driving force of harness racing. Call 800-353-6442, the OHHA.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring down to a science.